I mean, it, you know, there's, you know, I like the idea, you know, I don't like an idea of having a bathroom. Well, I mean, it's nice and everything like that, but I just don't feel like all the maintenance and everything that it brings with it. I'll, you know, go somewhere that has a bathroom, like the campground that does. I'll use, you know, like my Planet Fitness, you know, their Planet Fitness is everywhere. There's, you know, there's thousands of them everywhere you travel in every direction. And so you can always find one of those that's got, you know, full bathroom with showers and everything like that. So that would actually be part of my boondocking plan if I was going to do, you know, go somewhere. But basically I just want to be able to go, like, you know, let's say Dayton. You know, just go down to Dayton and just have a place to flop, you know. And, you know, if one, you know, if you could do a little bit of cooking outside of it, you know, it's like, I just don't need much. Need, you know, a bed, heat, shelter from the rain that I don't have to set up and tear down all the time. So if I can open a door, flop and sleep, you know, and be relatively comfortable, that's all I need out of one. Basically a tent on wheels, you know, a hard shell tent on wheels. So, but it's a thing for retirement. I don't have much plans for it, you know, right now. And I had more plans for something like that when my kids were in Houston. You know, just while I was traveling down, I like to drive until I'm done driving, and then I just sleep, and then get back on the road and just drive. When I'm driving, I can power drive a lot, but I drive from sunup to sundown, and I don't have much use for a motel. It almost seems like a waste. You pay all that money, and all I do is just walk in, sleep, get up, and leave.